Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Educated Home, A Design Journey with your host, Jill Oregon-Scully. Oh, I'm so excited to chat it up with you. Jill, how have you been?
I've been wonderful.
So this show, I got to tell you, it sounds so fancy, but you can help anybody, can't you?
Absolutely.
You want to help us all have an educated home and a well-designed home, and that means whatever it means to you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can mean different things for different people. We do work on projects of all budgets.
So tell us a little bit about your business. And actually, you have more than one, for crying out loud.
How did you hear that?
Because I, you know what, Jill? I never know the details, but I have like part of the story.
Okay, so yes, we have Impressive Windows and Interiors, which is our full service design build company. And that's the head honcho, the big kahuna. And then we also have a little boutique within our design studio, which is called Miss Daisy's Mercantile. And that's just our little passion project, kind of based on, I guess it started a couple of years ago because for holidays, give gift baskets to our clients. And so all the things that we curate for our gift baskets, we've sort of gathered up, and things that we love and things that we want to share. So it's fun.
Fun. Sounds awesome. So Impressive Windows and Interiors is located in downtown Hastings. How fun is that?
It's so much fun. It's so busy down there. We get busier and busier every weekend. And downtown is a very fun, vibrant place to be.
Do people walk in off the street that maybe aren't from Hastings and say, hey, I would like you to educate my home. I'm on a design journey. What do they say?
They do stop in. We do get probably 80% of the people that stop in are not from town. We're only open on the weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. So otherwise by appointment. So when we do have people come in, it's usually that tourism time, the weekend when people are maybe attending weddings or boating. We've got a lot of boaters recently that just pop in because they've docked and they want to do a little shopping, which is great. We get people from all over, and we do work with people like 60-mile radius of Hastings. So we do take projects that are not just local, but from other areas as well.
That's so fun. Well, congratulations to you. And somewhere down the line, I do want to learn more about Miss Daisy's Mercantile. Love the name. But I know today you're going to talk about something very interesting that I am excited to dig into. Tell us.
Yes. As a designer, you know, we're kind of a little close-knit community, all of the designers out there.
Didn't know this.
Yes, we're, you know, I'm connected with the designers from all over the United States. Some I've met at conferences, some I've met at market, others I've taught classes, or I've taught them in classes, or they've taught me. So some are, you know, mentors, some I'm a mentee. It's great. That being said, we do share different technology advancements in kitchens, baths, just home in general, with each other, you know, those types of things. And we do have to take a lot of continuing education. So I want to share with all the listeners what the latest and greatest is in home remodeling and new homes. The technology is incredible. Yes.
So do you find, though, getting back to all the people that you work with around the country, mm-hmm. do you find that the trends start some places? Do they start in the coast and move inward, or how does that work?
Most of the trends start either East Coast or West Coast, then they move in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you can imagine the higher cost homes are usually on the coast, whether it's California or like the Carolinas, New York, and Connecticut, Vermont, those areas. So we kind of see things after the fact in the Midwest. So that's why I want to share what I am sharing today, because I want all of us in the Midwest to be on the forefront of what's coming up.
Cutting edge.
Yes.
Well, okay. How much can it change? A house is a house, Jill.
A house is a house. I know.
A house is a house. I mean, what are you going to tell us?
Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, there is a new, it's called the Kitchen Signature Kitchen Suite, True to Food. It's an LG company.
Okay.
And
that's a brand.
That's a brand. Okay. That's a brand of appliances. They do kitchen appliances. Actually, they do vacuums. They do laundry. I mean, everything. LG is a household name. But this company that I'm referring to, which is the True to Food company within a company, They design tech-savvy products, like technological products, advanced products within a kitchen for those people that aren't tech-savvy. It's like...
For dummies like
me? Tech for dummies. I know. So it's not... You're not going to have your, you know, your 20-year-old child or grandchild. I know. You can do it yourself, which is such a game changer.
Well, it really is because a lot of these products are game changers in the beginning with just... The fact that what they can do, but most people, I think, are intimidated to try to use them themselves.
Yes, yes. And it makes you feel independent and good about yourself when you can program something and you can operate it yourself without any help from someone else.
So what exactly can you program and operate?
You can program and operate, like, for instance, the stove. You can program it to turn on at a specific time and turn off at a specific time.
But could I do that from my office?
From your phone.
So no matter where I am.
From no matter where you are.
If I'm too lazy and I'm just upstairs?
Yes. Oh. Yes. But this is also one other really cool thing about this line.
Yes.
Is that... It's the only company to offer a range fully equipped with sous vide cooking.
I don't even know what that means.
It's cooking with low heat, really, really low heat for a longer period of time.
Like a big crock pot.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You can turn your oven into a big crock pot?
Yes, yes. To make your meat really tender.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, yes. It's healthy, beautiful, accessible cooking is what they say.
And what is this line called again?
It's Signature Kitchen Suite
and
by LG.
Impressive windows and interior. You could help us?
Yes, definitely, definitely. But this next one, I'm super excited. Not to shove through the appliances.
I was excited about that one. You know, because I'm all about the crock pot. So I could have a big, giant crock pot.
One other thing, and I don't have this on my list, but steam cooking is huge.
Yes. Well, it's so much healthier for
absolutely. You. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. The next thing I want to talk about is called Free Power.
Free Power?
Free Power.
Okay.
It is a technology company that puts wireless charging at your fingertips. So imagine your countertop, a charging station without a charging outlet. You lay your cell phone on the surface in a specific spot, and it charges it for you.
Because there's something hidden underneath my granite or something?
Yep, and they can also hide things, and this is a side note, they also have a technology to hide a stove underneath a countertop surface so that you don't have to have a
burners?
Cooktop. No burners. The burners are integrated into the surface of the countertop.
Okay, this is a little too much for me. What are you talking about? So it looks like just a normal
countertop.
Do I only have certain designs to pick out
from?
Yeah,
they only have a certain... You can't do it with just any countertop. It's a proprietary product, so...
This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this in person?
I have, yes.
Tell me more.
I saw it a couple of years ago at Las Vegas.
A trade show or something?
Yeah, I was at a trade show and they showed it, which was, this was probably 3 years ago.
It's super mind-blowing.
But, you know, I wanted to mention it because it's kind of the same realm, you know, where you put your cell phone or your tablet just laying it on the surface and it charges it. I just think it's incredible.
Well, I do too. And I think it's very interesting that you could just boil a pot of water on your countertop.
Yeah, yeah.
What, Jill?
I know. It's just great. So, but it's invisible and you don't see it until your wireless device is put down. And it also eliminates the pop-up outlets that you have to, that are mandatory for Island. You don't have to have like a pop-up outlet.
Sure.
It's completely, completely smooth. So, and the next item, this is super fun. This is something that has been trending for the last couple of years. It's called Mr. Steam. It's a steam shower in your bathroom. You can turn any shower into a steam shower. Steam is really, really healthy for, imagine like a sauna,
yes.
A steam room, how healthy it is for you. It's great if you're sick. It's just great for health in general. But it turns your shower into a place of relaxation and luxury. And the benefits of steam therapy have been... you know, known for centuries.
So does it hook up to your regular shower, or is this a whole new?
It's a completely different unit, unit within. So you have to have, from what I understand, you have to have it vented to the outside. Mm-hmm. So it has to be, one of the walls has to be an outside wall so it can vent out. And it has to be completely enclosed. Because of the steam, you have to kind of hold the steam in. So you'd have to, it looks a little bit different, but you just have to make sure that it's vented to the outside so you don't get a lot of mold. And
so it's a regular shower also, but then if you want it to be just all steam?
Yes, it's different.
That is so cool.
Yes, yes. And I just think it's so great that we are, you know, given the option to make our homes healthy.
Yes.
For
and luxurious. I mean, turning them into really a spa-like feel. Wow.
I know. It's been incredible just to see all the advancements. But that steam shower, I really want one of those.
Well,
if I could only afford myself, no.
Right. If somebody's listening that is going to be doing a remodel of some sort.
Or even building a house if you're in the preparation stages, the preliminary design stages, we would love to help you integrate some of these things into your home.
I think that's a great idea because a lot of these things people don't even know are out there.
Right, I know. And then you build your house, then a year later you're like, oh shoot, I should have done that. Well, I can't do anything now because I have a brand new house.
Right.
That's a lot of what we do, you know, consulting so that people are making wise choices for their lifestyle.
So tell me more.
The next one is, this is great. So this is kind of my last one. So Grohl kitchen and bathroom faucets. They also have shower systems, but they have a new system that's integrated into a faucet system in your kitchen that produces bubbly water.
Like carbonated water.
What? Yes, yes, just at your fingertips. So you don't have to, you know, you can have your, instead of having a soda stream at home or another appliance, you have it integrated right where your faucet is. You know, think about how much waste that we throw away, cans and bottles, or, you know, recycling.
So we make our own soda?
You can. I mean, if you have syrups and things, you can do that. But I mean, some people just like sparkling water.
For sure.
So, I mean, it's
a little twist of lemon or lime.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, and think about how healthy and for the environment that is.
Yes.
You're not throwing away plastic bottles. You're not recycling cans. You know, you can produce as much as you consume.
Fascinating.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Is it unobtrusive then?
If you can just imagine kind of what a reverse osmosis system looks like. You know, it's not really obscene looking, but it's,
That is so awesome. You know, I'm just thinking of some of the other technologies because we've talked about this off the air. I enjoy going to Parade of Homes and really going to fancy houses so you can see some of these newer technologies. There's something that you can do dishes. You flip a cup over and then you've probably seen this in person working. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's great. Thanks for mentioning that. If you've ever been to a bar, they have this system where you flip a cup over, flip a glass over, and you push down on the glass, and it shoots water up, and it cleans your glass for you. So, it's probably not as common for people to want something like that unless they have a bar in the basement or a bar maybe in your kitchen. But, that is definitely available.
And there's all kinds of technologies that we probably don't even know about. And that's why it would be fun to sit down with you and kind of hear, I suppose you would ask us about our lifestyle. And
Yep. And that, I think we've talked about it before. There's a little questionnaire that I send out to my potential clients that, you know, they fill it out and let me know what their lifestyle is, if they shave in the shower, like for a man.
Is that, you have a tip for that or you have an appliance for that?
It just gives me a better idea as to the way that they use their bathroom or the way that they use their kitchen. You know, if they have kids, if they don't have kids, if they have pets or not. It just helps me to get a better understanding and recommend the appropriate things for their home.
What are some of the things in the last few years that you have seen that aren't as big of a trend anymore, especially when it comes for technology?
Well, I'm seeing a lot less televisions.
In the kitchen?
Just in general. because people have their handheld devices. Yeah. So we don't see a lot of huge televisions anymore, okay. Which is kind of nice, you know.
It is. Because as a designer, I would assume that's one of your biggest challenges of, you know, when you look to do a house, you have it just perfect. Then it's like, where's this big 65-inch TV going to go?
Right. And this isn't so much of a technology trend, but we're seeing less of less open floor plans.
Okay.
Which is nice. More privacy in your home where you don't have a dining room and kitchenette, living room and kitchen all open together. They're kind of broken up. So it allows more privacy if you have more people in your home to get away from each other.
Well, and I think we learned that during COVID, didn't we?
We certainly did. And,
you know, that mom's on a Zoom call, dad's trying to work from home, and the kids were trying to do homework or on Zoom school, and there was just nowhere to do it.
I know. Yeah, that's very true. And I'm seeing a lot more people investing time and money on designing their offices, which is probably the same reason. Oh, there's a lot more people working from home, just like during the pandemic, and that has continued.
And smart homes, smart offices, I'm sure are a big trend as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They're definitely up there. People want to be comfortable in their offices when they have to work from home and productive at the same time.
Jill, things I didn't even know.
I know.
I'm so happy that you stopped in today. If people would like to get a hold of you, how could they do that, please?
You can visit our website at impressivewindowsandinteriors.com. There is a contact us button. You can contact us that way or give us a call at 651-437-5512. And we're located at 113 2nd Street East, Suite 101, downtown Hastings.
Great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jill Reagan-Scully, this show is called The Educated Home, A Design Journey. And you are listening to AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.